from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And one of those top stories continues to be what happened at the Butler Farm Show rally. Former President Donald Trump nearly assassinated, and it got very contentious with the senators yesterday, and Robert Rowe, the acting director of the Secret Service.
Sir, this could have been our Texas school book depository. I have lost sleep over that for the last 17 days,
been
just like you have.
Somebody to
and
hold
I will tell
them
you,
accountable.
Senator, I will tell you, Senator, that I will not rush to judgment, that people will be held accountable, and I will do so with integrity and not rush to judgment and put people unfairly persecuted.
Now, Rowe pointed out during his testimony yesterday, Larry, that the local police did not notify the Secret Service. The snipers and the security detail didn't know about the threat to President Trump. Well, Colin Dunlap interviewed Stan Kephart yesterday during his program. He's an expert on crowd control and security, used to be in the Secret Service himself, apparently. Here's what he had to say.
And I would assert that there are elements here of criminal negligence that need to be addressed, in my opinion. I think that he should let them know that that is the case.
So he's saying that someone in the Secret Service is criminally negligent for what happened. So now we have a number of different agencies, and also people with some expertise on this matter are now blaming one another, and who knows who to blame anymore.
And there are some suggesting there was obviously a grievous and deadly miscommunication where somebody thought that they had alerted
clearly
the Secret Service.
Yeah.
And they're saying, no, we didn't know about it. And that video from the man who got his phone back that was confiscated, Dave Stewart of Butler, shows law enforcement officers running around armed, including a state trooper with a handgun, around that building, and they couldn't see that Crooks was on top of that shed, and this is all before the first shots came out.
Yeah, the testimony from the acting director of the Secret Service was as emotional and as direct as I've heard in front of a congressional panel in years.
But keep in mind that Robert Rowe was not responsible and in charge at that time.
Yeah, you can see he's a career guy, and he's obviously pretty upset that this has gotten to this point in the agency he's been giving his service to. For who knows how long.
They can scream at him all they want. However, he was not in charge in that moment.
Well, we both know, and I think the most listeners would understand, that's political theater. That's a bunch of grandstanding.
Right.
And
I'm going to show you how
it leaves a bad taste in everybody's mouth.
Right. Robert Rowe was not in charge at that time.
Mm-mm.
All right. Last night in Atlanta.
So it is so good to see everyone. And let me also thank our incredible members of Congress.
There were thousands gathered for Kamala Harris and a rally there. And why that's significant here is we've come to find out she will name a vice presidential running mate. And her first rally with that person will be Tuesday in Philadelphia. Does that mean
right?
It's Josh Shapiro? Would they do that with somebody from another state? Or is that kind of a big indicator that maybe it is Josh Shapiro?
I think I have an idea what's going to happen. I don't know. I'm not positive about this. But the senator in Arizona, what's his name? The former astronaut. It slips me right now, but he's been mentioned quite frequently as a possible candidate as the VP. And here's where I'm coming from on this. What if the Harris campaign decides that Josh Shapiro would be better for them if he were campaigning for them in Pennsylvania exclusively, that they could focus on Pennsylvania exclusively, and that if they were to name the Arizona senator as the VP candidate, that would give them someone from out west again.
That's Mark Kelly.
Mark Kelly in a competitive state, which, you know, could be very close as well. I don't know. Maybe that's going to be what happens. Either that or it's going to be Josh Shapiro's big coming out party. One of the two.
It's,
I think,
pretty much down to those two, because we found out earlier in the week, Monday, that the Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer, took her name out. Then Roy Porter from North Carolina yesterday.
And Governor Cooper down in North Carolina, by the way, Larry, apparently just made this decision because the lieutenant governor is a Republican. So if he were to leave office, a Republican would take over in North Carolina.
Yeah, and he felt that was a political failure. And he wasn't going to allow that to happen, if that's indeed the case.
Now, President Trump, by the way, is going to be the former president in Harrisburg at New Holland Arena. He's going to speak to supporters at the State Farm Show. And that happens tonight.
And people will be talking about the Pirates, because the trade deadline in Major League Baseball occurred yesterday, and late in the day, the Pirates made some additional moves.
Man, some good ones, too, from the look of it, Larry. They're not well-known players in terms of perhaps some of the players that have been getting some discussion, like Jazz Chisholm, for example, who the Yankees snapped up from the Marlins. However, from the Marlins, the Pirates did pick up an outfielder, Brian De La Cruz, 18 home runs so far this year. He's leading that team in batting, if I read correctly. And also the Pirates picked up from Toronto, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. He's an infielder. He can play pretty much any infield position. He's batting just under 300. Very productive player. One of the things that is said about him is that he plays the game the right way, and he's the kind of player that everybody else likes to work with. So I can see him filling in at second base immediately for the injured Gonzalez. So both of these pickups, by the way, for minor league prospects, and none of them were the top prospects.
And Mr. Kiner related to, yes, the original Ralph Kiner, who was looking at his stats, he was an incredible talent for the Pittsburgh Pirates and just like a home run king.
Absolutely.
So it'll be interesting to see. We'll get reaction. And again, our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, will be here right after the news at 8. We've got news about the Steelers. We've got news the Penguin tickets are on sale.
Well, that's right.
We've got Pirates trades. And Pitt, the football team, has their big media day as they begin their camp. All coming up on the Big K Morning Show. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. AUDACY. As I've said to Paul, it's this generation's version of our transistor radio. Remember that? Used to listen to a transistor. I used to have one under my pillow with a little, earpiece, and I would listen at night try to hide the fact that I wasn't sleeping.
And you could pick up stations from all over the place, too. And
that's really where my interest in radio started.
Me, too.
You know, I got to hear, especially at night, you would hear stations from other cities, and I thought that was amazing. Listen to baseball on KDKA. Still something magic about that, because you got to make up the visuals in your own mind while you're driving, and we love when we carry the game still.
You had to stop by the drugstore every so often to make sure you had a backup 9-volt battery to keep that thing rolling, huh? Remember?
And you always, I don't know if you did this, you always put your tongue on the two posts because it would give you that zap, and you're like, oh yeah, this works.
That explains what happened with you.
Before tasers, I tased myself and didn't know it. No, that was the way to test it.
Right.
To see if there was still juice. Which was really dumb. Do not do that now, please. Did you see at the airport, they confiscated more guns again?
Yeah. I just talked about it a little bit ago.
Flying has become such an ordeal.
Well, the problem is when these knuckleheads bring their gun and their carry-on, which they say, oh, I didn't know it was in there. The problem with all of that is it's really no big deal except for the hundreds of people that you're needlessly delaying because they got to shut the whole thing down while right. They wait for the cops to come and get the gun out of the screening machines.
And how about when they were bringing grenades? Come on, man.
The smoke grenade was the most absurd one of the bunch.
Or fireworks at 4th of July. I didn't know I could bring a gunpowder in there. How about this, though? Air Canada had to cancel a flight before takeoff because one of their flight attendants went, quote, berserk. Nobody's quite sure what set her off, but it's reported she was responding to a passenger who asked her for a blanket. That doesn't seem like the kind of thing that would make a person act crazy, and other passengers stormed off the plane in solidarity with the blanket lady. Because she was thrown off the flight.
I can see this is a made-for-TV movie now. The Blanket Lady of Flight 14.
We did have snakes on a plane. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
And now we have Blanket Lady. They got rid of the crew, though. A new crew had to be brought in, and everyone eventually got home, leaving their blanket gate behind. And now you're lucky if you could get a blanket on a plane. And my question is, if you get one, do you want to wrap yourself in it? Right? You know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're a
germaphobe. Exactly where I was going with that. I also have a problem with the pillows. I don't really want one of the pillows either.
I guess it's fine if you also are okay with chewing someone else's gum. This is the Big K Morning Show. Just a few minutes. We will check in with our meteorologist, get a look at today's heat wave returns and how much more rain and thunderstorm activity can we expect over the next few days. I don't know if you're aware of this, Paul, but there's a presidential campaign going on.
Race.
98 days.
But which country are we talking about? Venezuela? Or?
Yeah.
They just had an election. I'm sorry.
See what's happening in Venezuela?
Wow.
So Pittsburgh, in particular Pennsylvania, certainly the state, is considered to be the key for many people, just based on the amount of money the candidates are spending here.
Well, the experts say you can't get to 270 at the electoral count unless you have Pennsylvania.
And so,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
For an update on what the candidates are doing, let's check in first with CBS's Layla Michkin.
We're learning more about next month's Democratic National Convention. Sources familiar with the planning say President Joe Biden is expected to give a primetime address on the first night of the convention. The race is definitely heating up with less than 100 days until Election Day. Vice President Kamala Harris took the stage before a packed house of thousands in Atlanta yesterday.
The momentum in this race is shifting. And there are signs that Donald Trump is feeling it.
Her first campaign stop in battleground Georgia as a 2024 presidential candidate featured star power and renewed enthusiasm among the state's Democratic voters.
I am excited that she's kind of reinvigorated the race.
It all comes as CBS News has learned that Harris is expected to name her running mate by Monday. Next week, Harris and her VP pick will crisscross the country, starting Tuesday with a rally in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro is believed to be among the contenders.
I trust she will make that decision on her own terms when she is ready.
Out west in Nevada, Republican Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance sharpens his attacks.
Kamala Harris's vision is open American borders and closed American factories.
A new Trump campaign ad also doubles down on slamming Harris over immigration.
She just lied.
The border is secure.
Harris hit back with her own ad bashing Trump's record.
Donald Trump blocked a bill to increase the number of Border Patrol agents.
Today, the vice president will speak at a historically black sorority event in Texas. Trump will attend the National Association of Black Journalists conference in Chicago and then hold a campaign rally in Pennsylvania.
And the National Association of Black Journalists is getting some backlash for former President Trump's scheduled appearance. The co-chair of the convention stepped down. NABJ's president reiterated, though, the appearance is not an endorsement. Trump will take part in a Q&A with political journalists focused on key issues facing the black community.
And Harris was invited to speak at that same event, but declined because of scheduling issues.
Sure. Yeah, it's understandable. There's going to be that in a campaign. By the way, I'd like to call out the networks right now, if I could, Larry. There's something missing from that last report. It was fairly comprehensive about the two major party candidates, but there's an independent candidate named Kennedy who probably should be invited to the next debate and very likely could wind up on the debate stage. He's getting an increasing number of looks on social media. I think that the networks are wrong to exclude him from their coverage.
Never hear his name.
Yeah, I think that, this is my opinion. Just speaking as a guy who does this for a living, I would be interested to know more about Kennedy if I were a voter.
Obviously, there's almost, statistically no chance that he could win, but he certainly can influence, not unlike what Ross Perot was able to do.
Right. Bill Clinton became president because Ross Perot ran for president. Let's be clear about that.
Took enough away from George Bush that Bill Clinton ended up winning.
And the question with Kennedy's support is who would it hurt more? Would it hurt the Democratic candidate or a Republican? Or would most of that support come from independents anyway? Who knows?
Well, that's a great question.
But there are issues that Kennedy is raising that I've checked into that I want to hear more about it. I want to hear some debate about it.
Here's what I want to hear, just as a citizen.
Me too. Right,
let me step back for a second. I want to hear facts on what people are actually doing to help this country. I don't want to hear sweeping and name-calling accusations.
Oh, right.
I want to hear what is actually happening and what is your plan.
Right.
Not what is your plan, I'm going to fix it today. not just hyperbole. What is the plan?
Not terrifying people about what an awful human being is going to be elected president if you don't vote for me.
Either way.
Not, you know, exactly. Not this, you know, this person's to blame for this and this person's to blame for that. I am agreeing, completely in agreement with you. I want to hear about what someone is going to do when they take the oath of office. Now what do we do? We've got serious problems to solve. We've got a gigantic, huge debt that's just skyrocketed in the last 5 years.
And both parties seem to be able to just dismiss that as business as usual.
I'm not dismissing it. No, I can tell you that.
And the border, which affects everybody in the country to some degree.
I mean, look at this. Here's a facet of this. I don't know how many million people can quibble over how many million people have come in the last several years. But the question really is, okay, you can talk about closing the border, and that might be effective, but what are we going to do with the people who are here now?
And
Right. And deporting them, you know, in large numbers is probably impractical, if not impossible.
My question is also, how many people did come in? Do we know? Is it millions and millions? That sounds like a stretch. Is there an issue at the border? Absolutely. I think everybody agrees with that.
Well, the last article I read said that in the United States right now, there are between 8 and 11 million people who are what you would refer to generally as illegal. They're undocumented.
And how many time period did they come in?
Right. And how many of those were in the last few years? No one knows. At least I don't know.
I just would love to hear, and it's hard because the name calling starts immediately. Show me the plan. What is the exact details of your plan? Don't just tell me you're going to take care of it. Show me the plan as a citizen. I want to see that from both sides.
Yes, and typically what happens in these campaigns is they paint in very broad strokes, not only when they're talking about their opponent, but also when they're talking about their overall plan. Everything's going to be great and grand and dandy, but we don't know the specifics. Then when they take office, we find out what's really going to happen.
So I guess we'll have the Democratic National Convention mid-August, and then after that, will there be a break? I don't think so.
And I think here in Pennsylvania, we really have to pay close attention to whether or not Harris selects Shapiro as her VP candidate, because that changes state government significantly.
As Darth Vader said in Star Wars, the first one, I want those plans. Show me the plans. I want details. Every week at this time, we check in with another medical professional, Allegheny Health Network. And this morning, it's Dr. Gregory Verenchak, who is going to tell us about the harm reduction program. Doc, good morning. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the harm reduction program?
thanks for having us on. This is a particularly important topic. Harm reduction is one of those terms that you'll hear associated being used with opioid use disorder and opioid use disorder treatment. So this was a program that came together in partnership with Plum EMS and their director over there, as well as a project director over in their department as well, by the name of Brandon Corwin. They approached Allegheny Health Network and Forbes Hospital Emergency Department looking to partner with us in terms of a way that we can help folks who have suffered an overdose in Plum Borough and being able to help get them medication treatment for their opioid use disorder right in the field. Then that message got linked to us where we could then help them get into treatment as soon as possible after that overdose. And so that's where we came together as a group of essentially three entities to streamline that process and implement a new process to the borough, but one of the newer processes that we've seen around the country, where it's only been replicated a few other times in a few other EMS departments.
Well, we all know this has been the scourge of our society dealing with this, and I know it brings so much pain to so many people. And I want also to share that there is hope for people dealing with these addictions, right?
Yes, there is. And I encourage anyone who knows anyone who is struggling with this to encourage them to seek medical treatment. We use a medication called buprenorphine in combination with naloxone. And that medication has been shown to be effective at treating opioid use disorder, at decreasing cravings for opioids, at cutting down on the number of overdose deaths. And one of the ways that we've been able to implement this program is that if we can get people into treatment as early as possible after that overdose, that's an opportunity for us to engage and hopefully get people into treatment. One of the things that people have seen when they've studied this, and there hasn't been a whole body of literature at using buprenorphine in the EMS setting, but they have seen that people are more likely to be engaged in opioid use disorder treatment if we can capture them in that moment after an overdose, as compared to when we don't engage them in that fashion after an overdose through EMS.
What would be a sign of a family member or friend who's exhibiting, I guess, symptoms of they're having an issue, but it hasn't been exposed yet? What would you tell family members to look for?
You know, that's a difficult question, because people present in many different ways. But certainly if you notice that someone is struggling emotionally or with their mental health lately, or maybe they're having some difficulties expressing to you what is going on within their life, it may be worth asking and kind of probing a little bit more in terms of what type of behaviors they're using to cope with some of that emotional struggle and strife. And it's hard to know, is that emotional struggle and strife kind of triggering the opioid use or something like that, or is it the other way around? However, regardless, if somebody confides in you that they are using an opioid to cope with their emotions or to deal with certain types of stress or for any reason, that would be an important way for you to kind of make that link and make that bond and reach out and be someone that person can count on.
We encourage you to reach out. Allegheny Health Network's Harm Reduction Program, Dr. Gregory Verenchak. Appreciate what you're doing, Doc. Thank you. 412-DOCTOR is also a great resource, ahn.org. Thanks, Doc.
Thank you so much.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.